The rest is. Amar Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Reinikim and Shimon Shana, Vazachis, Shtam, Vesinus, Shana, Valeaz, and Shadrosh, and Zama, Shanema, Mantiska, Sam Tesma, and Shana, and Mechayacha, and Mechayacha, and Mechayacha, and Lelos, and Chamu, and Mechayacha, and Mazel, Koya, and Mechayacha. Oh, 2 years ago, see the call. We have to call you Mechayacha, to know the Haggadahs, Lahavi, the Mosa Mashiach. Okay, so this does not really discuss so much the mitzvah of Pesach night. This discusses the mitzvah of every single day. That's how we assume that that this pasuk Lamantizka refers to every single day's mitzvah. Although the truth is, in context, it doesn't sound like that way at all. The pasuk, this is a pasuk in Parshas for A. If you look at the beginning of the pasuk, it talks there about Osochol Olav Mat, Chomet, Shiva Shem Toch Olav Matzah Lechem Oni, Ki Bichi Pasuk Sos Mishan Lamantizka. We don't eat matzah every single day of the year. So what do you, how do they take it out of context? Pile ploy. It says the first half of the pasuk is about matzah, right? Chometz, and then it says koy mechayach. So we may have discussed in some of the previous shiurim. So my pshat was that what the pshuto shel mikra. I mean, so two ways to say pshuto shel mikra. Either koy mechayach means all the days of your life, meaning you can remember it every Pesach of your whole life. A person will live 120 years. Every Pesach will remember. Or if it means he's going to remember it every day. So it's what I call the latent awareness. That means if you re-trigger your memory once a year, then it will stick in your head the whole year. That's why Pasha Zocha comes from once a year, I thought, and that's where the idea of Yartzeit comes from. We quoted a couple of Gemaras. V'shkach dikemeis melev yisikichleyovit. That's what some interpret. Okay. But on a simple level, this is a mitzvah of Zechiris and Tzius Mitzrayim. So if you read the Chavrusa, which just came out, in a very beautiful piece, which was a translation of an author of Rabbi Sachs, Shlita, done by Zev Wiener, and I'll find him, beat him, which he discusses the question which the Rav has in his very first simon in Shiurim L'Zecher Abba Mori, which is, why in the world is this not counted as one of the Tarayag Mitzvahs? The Rav doesn't count it. Why should it be one of the Tarayag Mitzvahs? So before we get to the fancy pshat, the simplest pshat of all is because it's not a tzivut. It says, L'man Tizka. I'm not calling the Rav, do, don't. Those are the Tayag. So that you should remember. It's not tzivui. Here's what the tzlach says. It's not the simple, the party pooper. Here's the simple pshat. So he quotes a two pshat from the Rav, from Reb Chaim. One I call the pre-brisk Reb Chaim, and one the brisk Reb Chaim. The pre-brisk Reb Chaim is a pshat pilpul. That since we have in the Mishnah, it's a machloikus whether it's going to be the Havi the Mosa Mashiach. So we paskin like Ben Zom against the Chacham. So then the mitzvah will not apply to the Mosa Mashiach. Then it's a mitzvah which is only temporary. And the Rambam says the klal, you don't count temporary mitzvahs. Now that's an extension on two grounds. The Rambam's temporary mitzvah, this is only applied in the Mishkan for 40 years, that was the end of it. Here it applies for how many thousands of years. That's reason number one, why it's shver. And reason number two, as it's pointed out over here in that article, is that what's the pshat of here? While we will be no longer mention Yetzias Mitzrayim when Mashiach comes, so he calls a pasuk. The pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, you will no longer say Chai Hashem Asher Helas Bnei Yisrael Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Kim Chai Hashem Asher Helav Asher Hevi Azera Beis Yisrael Be'eretz Tzafonim Be'kol Aratz Asher Dachlam Shom. So they said they will be so busy talking about the tremendous geula of the Mashiach that Yetzias Mitzrayim will be bottled. So the question is: it bottled? Is it not bottled? Is it tuffel? Yaakov and Yisrael, a whole sugya over here. So the mitzvah will still be fulfilled. The mitzvah is to every single day remember the nisim of the Kodesh Baruch. So which nisim? So the most recent nisim, that's one has a famous saying, Tzoras Achronis Meshachas Asarishonis. It's a famous expression. It's right over here on that Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. And therefore, right now in history, the most incredible miracles have been the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we mention them every day. When Mashiach will come, there'll be bigger miracles. We'll mention them. It's the same mitzvah. That's what, for example, the Ramban writes in Chumash and Parshas Bo and Acholosh Lechem Rosh Kodoshim. So how can it be that their new names came from Bavel, Tishrei, all that stuff? It's against the Pesach in Chumash. And I said, no, it's the same Yisod. We counted originally from Mitzrayim, and then they decided to count from Bavel because Yitzia mi Bavel. It's also Yitzia. So the Bia Rishon, as the Gemara calls it, when they came in the time of Yeshua, was the Bia Shnia B'mei Ezra. They wanted to count from that again for the same purpose to recognize the miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, except the months they changed to Bavel, even though the miracles of Bavel were much less than Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Because okay, it's not just such an absolute over here, where it's more of an absolute. It's only going to change when Mashiach comes, so the miracles will be greater than they were earlier. But the same yourself. Fine. That's pre-Briska B'chaim. The B'chaim became a Briska, gave it a terrace, which we as Briskas, that were being trained by Briskas, found to be much more satisfying, which is to answer this kasha based on another kasha. Which is why is the Rambam, as we mentioned a while ago, has all three parshas as being Doraisa. So all three parshas, doesn't make any sense. This parsha, if you look at the Beis and Beis, we saw this once before, didn't have to be parshas tzitzis. It could have been something else, parshas Bilam, parshas Mishkolas, all other things. So, and the Bechlal, that's a separate mitzvah, it's Yisrael Mitzrayim. Oh, he had no senes. Two questions answer each other. According to the Rambam, Yitzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah, it's part of Kriyishma. It's part of Kriyishma. And therefore, we understand why it's not a separate mitzvah in Taryag. And we understand why it includes, Kriyishma includes third Pasha. It's Kushachas Mitzvah B'chavetam. That's a beautiful teretz from Rav Chaim. And the yisod of it is, the pasuk we say in the Seres Adimus. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Anochi Hashem Elokeinu Asher Tzaseicha Mi'aretz Mitzrayim. But you want to have Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. What is Shema? The first Mishnah says in the second parak, what is Shema? It's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. That's the Yisod. So part of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim is mentioning Mitzrayim. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented himself in the Seres HaDibros, that's how he presented himself. So therefore it's part of that mitzvah. So we understand very well this Yisod. Okay, you got it? So we had three Terutzim, why it's not one of the Taryag mitzvahs, the note Tzlach, and the two from Reb Chaim. So everything's great. Good luck. So this is such a great teretz, such a beautiful teretz. The question is, does it hold water? Will it withstand the test of Shas? That's the question. Why do I say that? Because the Rav is part of explaining, Rav Chaim explained, that's why the Gemara is over here, on the Yud Beis and Mid Beis, before the Mishnah, the Gemara says, let's talk about Parshas Bilam. So it's a great parsha, right? Teretz is too long. Says the Gemara, let's say this pasuk and not the rest. You say one pasuk. No. Kamiri called Parsha the Paskin Moshe Rabbeinu Paskina. Lo Paskin Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Paskina. If Moshe Rabbeinu didn't divide the Parsha, then we can't split the Parsha. So they want first of all they ask, it says in the Sechta Megillah, it's an irony. On the left side, it has a look at Megillah Chav Beis and Aleph. Who learned Megillah Chav? Whoever learned Megillah Chav Beis? It's a sugi of Wahayalim Rosh Chodesh. This is not enough sugi to go around. What does it want to say over there? You don't remember? Called Psugad Lo Paskin Moshe Rabbeinu Paskina. The money can't split the Paskin in half. And all of a sudden, it's a bit called Parsha. It's like a stira guluya. They say it's the same Gemara. It says it's a stira Gemara. So the Rav answered, it all depends what units you're measuring in. We have Kriyas HaTorah, it was measured in units of 3 psukim, 10 psukim, so you can't split a pasuk in half. When it comes to Krishma, we measure in units of parshas, it's famous 3 parshas of Shema, so you can't split the parsha in half. Good? Everything is so far gavaldic. So it fits in beautifully. So you mentioned the whole parsha, even though it's described only the last pasuk. Everything we mentioned in Parshas. Parshas Shema, Parshas Shema, Parshas Vayomer. Everything is fine at the end. Good. Now, the problem is, you have to look at the Gemara. Once you get to the Gemara, things get a little bit more complicated. And that is in the Gemara on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. That's what gets complicated. On Yud Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara talks about the what you say at night. Right? Because we have a whole discussion what you say at night. So Gemara says on Daf Yudal and Bay about the 7th or 8th line. Ami b'marava arvis, what does it say in Eretz Yisrael at night? Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'amat aleim, ani Hashem elokechem emes. Hey, that's a lot of guys to talk about the bottom davening so quickly. This is if you follow this trick, you know, it's not bad. You know, things go very quickly like this. You mentioned it. It's like tikkun el shavuos, you know. The first pasuk, the last pasuk, that's amazing. How can you get away with that? But that's what it says. Only Abaye, Kama Malyas, Kama Malyas, it's just a great din. But it's what's so great about it? It doesn't sound to be great at all. It doesn't sound like it's great at all. So the Gemara says like this: Omrav Kana Marav Lo Yaslim Hiskel Gomer. So once you start, you have to complete it. Right? Well, the Abel B'nai Yisrael is not considered a haschal. For Marta Leim is a haschal. So once you, since you get away with it, you didn't really give a full start. So that's how we can explain why you didn't have to complete the entire parsha. Fine. Hilkach Abai says, Anan haschulim haschalinen. To come haschalim b'marava. The cave of haschalinen. Migmer na migamrina. From Hiskel Gomer. So So the bottom line is that this whole memra was a theoretical memra. L'maisa, we don't follow it. Except Chiyah Barav says no. And the Hashem Elokeichem Tzorach Lamar. A whole story. So this is against the mice. Bottom line is there seems to be a discussion here, at least a discussion, that according to one opinion, you would not have to say the entire parasha, the third parasha, at night. So the question becomes, how is that conceivable? According to the Rav Shabbat, according to Rav Chaim, the parasha of Ayoma, or any equivalent parasha, which mentions the Mitzrayim, is an integral part of Kriyat Shema. It's integral. You can't imagine without it. It's not something separate. If it's a separate mitzvah, then people have to fulfill the separate mitzvah at night. But once you assume it's an integral part of Shema, so how can you even imagine leaving it out? That's the question. So Rabbi Osai, back in the third source, so we had a first source was Yud Beis and Yud Beis, now Yud Dalet and Beis. Let's go to the Mishnah Yud Gimel and Aleph. That'll be our final major source for an analysis what's happening over this. Famous Mishnah tells us that we want to know what the order of the parsha of Kriyat Shema is, and the Gemara says Shema comes first, is Kabbalah Shema Shemaim. When Shema comes next, Kabbalah Shema Mitzvahs, and finally comes Vayomer. Why is Vayomer last? Why? Because Shema and Vayomer, Shema is Vayomer Balayla. Vayomer Eino Noeg Elo Balayla. Says Rashi. Last Rashi of the Mishnah. Elo Bayom. Excuse me. Thank you. Elo Bayom. The Mishtoi Betzitzis. So it doesn't take it literally. It's just talking about a mitzvah which only applies by day. That's what Rambam writes in the Pirush Mishnayos as well. Of course, the problem is the Gemara in the Yud Aleph Beis says, "Faker." We just saw the Gemara. They skipped tzitzis, right? The Bnei Marava. They started Davar Bnei Yisrael and Ani Hashem Elokei Chaimus, and they didn't discuss anything about tzitzis at all. So why do you say Kipshuta? Right? Vayom and Noeg Elo Vayom Bilvad, because you don't mention tzitzis. Don't take their the pasuk that my rabbi understood. Vayom and Noeg Elo Vayom Bilvad. You don't say the whole parasha by day. Why did Rashi and the Rambam have to go through hoops and say no? Chas v'shalom. The parasha you say by day and by night. Just a mitzvah. What the parasha could concern itself with, namely tzitzis, that is not said by night, but only by day. That's the problem. That's the problem. So you can say on a simple level, we pass like Abaye. Abaye, as we said before, Aschulim Aschulina, and therefore Gamrina. Okay, that's a possibility. So the Maisa. But nonetheless, you get the impression from the Lashon of the Mishnah, it sounds like the mitzvah of Vayomer is Tzitzis and Noga Vayom Bulvar, but it sounds like it's a more fundamental thing. So we can suggest that Rashi and Rambam are saying based upon the Lashon, Vayomer, Eino Noeg, Ela Bayom Bilvad means the mitzvah. That's one way to say it. I have a different way to say it, which is a very much more fundamental way. You know, we Paskin Shilas, we don't have any Rambam here in our Gemara, so we look to the Rif and the Rosh for guidance. They tell us how to Paskin Shilas. Let's take a quick look in the, let's look in the Rosh, it'll be more comprehensive. The Rosh usually quotes the Rif. At the end of the first parak, you see a tremendous gap. End of the first parak. First parak ends. We haven't done all the sugyas yet, but that's okay. The last thing in the first parak in the Rosh, which is basically a copy of the Rif, is a Gemara on the top of your base with Beis about Melech HaKodesh. Period. Melech HaKodesh. What's blatantly absent from the Rif and the Rosh's rendition of the end of the first parak? What's missing? A whole Mishnah. The whole Mishnah's not there. It's a Chpilei Ploim. The Mishnah is not there. Freketzlach. How can you not quote the Mishnah? Whenever there's a machloikas, they tell you to paskin. Right? Always. If you will say stam, it'll be a halachka rabbin. And if not, I'll tell you halachka ben zomach, which is what the Gemara seems to say. It says nothing. Freketzlach. How can the Rif and the Rosh leave the whole thing out? Completely. That's a good kasha. Says the tzlach. What do you mean? The Rif and the Rosh both quoted the Mishnah on Afyud Gimel. And what did it say in the Mishnah Afyud Gimel of an Aleph? There it says, Vayome Eina Noeg Ela Bayom. So what do you see? If Vayome Eina Noeg Ela Bayom, you get an impression, you don't read the Parsha Vayomer at night. That's the read that one that they quoted. Then they quoted the Gemara on Afyud Beis of an Aleph. This is quoted by the Rif and the Rosh. see. On Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. See if we can find it. Yes, Siman Tetzvav in the Rosh. Kol Shla Omar Emes Ayatzav V'Shachas Emes Amuna Arvis Lo Yotzadechav V'Asa Shneem Adahakad V'Lokach Hastecha V'Munascha Malayas. They quoted the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel. They quoted the Mishnah Daf Yud Beis. You have to say Emes Amuna Balayla. From these two Makoros you see two things. One, that there's no Chiyuv D'Oraisa to read Parshas Vayomer at night. Vayomer no Gala Vayom. There's a Chiyuv D'Rabbanan because he's even saying Emes Amuna at night. So they saved ink by quoting the Gemara, the Mishnah Yud Gimel and Aleph, and the Mishnah Gemara Yud Beis and Aleph. You were able to save ink and not quote the Mishnah on Yud Beis and Beis. That's what the Tzlach says. It's a Chiyuv D'Rabbanan and not a Chiyuv D'Oraisa. And says the Tzlach further than that. Even the Chachamim will agree to this. Chacham argued Ben Zoma, okay, but it says Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelo. So those are the four magic words not in the Agoda. Then it starts the machlokas. So the first four words are unanimously accepted. Well, the question is, it'll be a derisa of the Rabbanan. So the fact that I mentioned the Mishnah Yud Gimel and the Gemara Yud Beis indicates we paskin that it's a din derabbanan. And you shouldn't ask the question, why weren't we? Didn't the Rifnam decide the machlokas between Ben Zoma and the Chachamim? Because it's a very little practical consequence. Because Matskira and Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos is a universally accepted phrase. Even the Chacham will say, not Rabbas Halelos, will agree on the Rabbanah, we have to say it. So, Yibachuyiv, to Paskin and Shaila, whether it's the rise of the Rabbanah, my Nafkamina. So they didn't have to quote the Mishnah at all. Because everyone agrees that Yechayiv. They said, Lahagav Abok Chazdecha, I have to mention Emes Femuna. And it's not the rise because they mentioned the Mishnah and if you'd give them an Aleph. So there's an implication that's not the Raisa, and on a practical level, no difference anyway between the Ben Zom and the Chachamim. Hence, they were able to save ink and leave out the Mishnah, your base and your base. Ad kan atzlach. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. The truth is, we can't say that Tzlach's tried according to the Rosh. Because the Rosh did quote this Gemara we just had, the Rosh in the second parak, quoted the Machlokas between B'nai Marava and Abaye. And if you doubt it, I mean, Beis. It's over here in end of Siman Tes. End of Siman Tes. It says as follows: Anan Nehigi Lama Parshas Tzitzis Balayla. He quotes the whole Gemara. It's a machlokas, etc., etc. So I quote Abaye. So the Mischel Gomer. So very nice. So that's our minik. Fine. The question is, what about the Rif? So the Rif also left out whatever the Rosh left out. The Rif quote this Gemara. Let's take a look and see if we can find it. It would be important to know if the Rif quoted this. Let's see if we can find it. I'm looking, and I don't find it. If you can help me find it, I'd appreciate it. It's Machlokas between Abaye and Bnei Marava. Seems to be a very critical question. What exactly do you do at night? I'm looking, and I'm trying to find it. And so far, I didn't find it anywhere. I didn't find it. So if in fact it's not here, then the question is why not? It should have said Beferish one way or the other. We say the whole Parsha, we say part of the Parsha. Left it out. Maybe he holds you don't say it at all. Right? You don't say it at all. After all, according to Rav Kahana, let's go back and if you doubt it. You don't see it, right? If you don't see it, I don't see it. I guess it's probably not there. So Rav Kahana says on Daf Yudalad Amud Beis, Lo Yaskel. So maybe the Rav held Lo Yaskel. What did the Rav say there that? Kol Shlam Emes Mamuna. So you're not Machir to say Vayom or not at all. Yeah, but I should at least quote him in Mischel Gomer. I shouldn't quote it. I didn't quote that either. It's the Pilei Plon, the Rish Sheet. All this is a Pella. Why I left it all out? So the Tzlach's Teres is good maybe for the Rush, but not for the Rif. So I want to say the following major Chiddush of Rosai. You saw that we said before the Tzlach is correct. Maskiri Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos is unanimously accepted. No one argues with this. They all agree. And it's not necessary to quote it because everyone agrees as the Tzlach said. Only one difference. Not the Pshat the way the Tzlach said that everyone agrees that it's a chiyuv midirabbanan, as the tzlach put it. I want to say no. Everyone agrees as the chiyuv d'oraisa. Huh? But the tzlach said that the Rif relied on the fact that he quoted the Mishnah in the second parak, Daf Yud Gimel. Vayom eina noeg ala vayom bulvad. But the opposite. The opposite. Because the Rif lump shot in the Mishnah the way his Talmud Muvuk after three generations did. That's the Rambam. If you take a look on the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos, it looks like Rashi. What did Rashi say? That the mitzvah of tzitzis is not noeg by night, but Vayomer itself is noeg. The Rambam follows suit. Take a look over here in the Rambam. It's page 112, at least in this edition. The Rambam says, it says, if you have page 112, it's one. If you start counting where the Rosh is and go to 112, you have a different edition. You have the new one. I can't tell you what that is. It's much clearer print. You also have a different edition. Semi-different. Hill, you have my edition. No? You have a Rush? Find the Rush? You have the Rush?
Yeah.
Keep turning. Keep turning. You get to 112. Where have you found it? So maybe you found it. Where's the page what? Page Samach. You have page Samach? You should have it before the Rif. It's after the Rosh.
After the Marsha.
There's Pirush Mishnayos Rambam. No, not there. Before the Yalkut. I think that's where it is. Before the Yalkut, you have the same pages? You have page Samach up on top somewhere? No, different pages. Okay, whatever it is. it's very brief. I'll read it to you. And Elohim Ben HaProklam, etc.
Which one
read? Column 2, sixth line. Inyan Dabro Eino Noeg Elo Bayom. Bayom is only Bayom. Ki a mitzvah amur v'pashas vayomer. Vi mitzvah tzitzis Eino Noeg Mechuyavas Elo Bayom. Kvo Shibyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't mean you don't say vayomer by day, by night. Of course you say it. Tzitzis is not only applies by day and not by night. Vayomer applies by day. And it applies by day. I'm telling you, when I'm a chiddush midoraisa, that's why he left out the bnei marava. Because we reject bnei marava. Bnei marava is the only reason we have to say vayomer, because for technical reasons, we have to start. Once you start, you have to finish. Da da da. No, we pass it to say vayomer for meikir adin. If this is the case, Rabbi Osei, is a tremendous machlokus in the pshat and the mission between bnei marava and bnei marava. Remember bnei marava. Who are the Bnei Marava? The Yushalmi. The Yushalmi asked the question, we saw it quoted somewhere a few weeks ago, maybe we didn't, that on this Mishnah, back on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, that's what Yushalmi is found, I believe, the bottom line, bottom Mishnah, Peshach HaMavorach Shtayin Lefaneh V'achas Achreah, U'Berev HaMavorach Shtayin Lefaneh V'Shtayin Lachreah. So the question is, why is there one more broch at night than by day? Answers the Yushalmi, to even it out. That's to be a total of six, what the Yushalmi calls Hagoyos, by day and six by night. So by day you have three brachas and three parshas. And by night, you have four brachas and two parshas. That's the B'nai Marava. B'nai Marava, that's Yushalmi, they came from Eretz Yisrael. They held on Meikar Adin, you don't mention a Yom HaNight. If you do it, for technical reasons, doesn't count as one of the Hagoyos. That's the B'nai Marava's pshat in the Mishnah Nafyud Gimel. That's where they got, that's a famous Yushalmi in Perek Aleph Halacha. Hey, the Rashba quotes it over there. Fine. But the stima sabavli is mashma not that way. Because the posh of shat and the bavli is that we reject the b'nei marava. And we hold that me'ikir adin, you're required to say all three parashas of shema every day and every night. Every day and every night. So now, we quoted the sheet of the Rav, the name of Rav Chaim. So the question will be, what do you do with b'nei marava? B'nei marava clearly holding that Shema, Vayom is not an integral part of Shema, that's Mamash part of Kabbalah, Shema, Shema, Rav Chaim's Mahalach. So the Rav, if you look in the Sefer, talks about it, has six pages about it. I don't know what he's getting at. If you look at the page Yud through Tazayin, the Rav's first Yotz HaShir, I don't know what he's saying. And even logically, it's Shema. According to Rav Chaim, that it's an integral part of Shema, how can you even suggest that you would leave it out at night? So I wanted to say as follows. On both sides, let's look at Daf Yud Beis and the Beis. The famous Mishnah we say in the Haggadah. What a Chachamim argue with Ben Zoma, right? So Chachamim say, Yemecha Yech Olam Hazeh, Kol Yemecha Yech Allah Havid Amos HaMashiach. So the simple pshat we've learned in our youth, and that we say every Pesach night, is that according to the Chachamim, we do not say Vayomer at night. Right? That's the Pasha pshat. We had a question before. The first four words, Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos, and they seem to be unanimous. Just like the Tzlach to say, and everyone agrees on the level of the Rabbanon, you say it. I want to say a bigger Kiddush. Everyone agrees, you say it on the level of Doraisa. So if everyone says on the level of Doraisa, Valt. But he has no Ribuy. Ben Zoma derives from Yimei Chayecha Yomim, Kol Yimei Chayecha Leilos, and Chacham, no. Yimei Chayecha Olam Hazeh, Kol Yimei Chayecha Olam Hazeh, Mashiach. So how in heaven's name they know it's supposed to be Yomer at night? By day.
Why?
Because
there's nothing to be
mamayim. Oh, that's yisod. It's by them, it's poshut you say it by day and by night. Because chacham hol like a pchaim. Sounds like a funny way to say it. Chacham hol like a pchaim. That vayom is an integral part of Shema. Doesn't need any rebu to teach it by night. We asked the kashya for Mitzvah. What do you have pchaim? That Mitzvah Mitzrayim is part of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Asher Atosichem Yeretz Mitzrayim. So for sure it has to be, for sure. By night, who needs a reboot? The answer is Yitaka don't need a reboot.
What's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah?
Oh, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, her name convinced Shiva Mishalot Rishlot Mitzvah Mitzrayim Balelos, Asher Drosha ben Zoma.
Why need Ben Zoma?
Hold on. The man is because he's a Mitzvah Kamera. Mecha Yacham Kay Mecha Yacham Halelos, Fechachamim say, Mecha Yacham Olam Hazeh, Koy Mecha Yacham Olam Hazeh Mashiach. So on a simple level, what this means is according to the Chachamim, you don't take Kriyat Shvayomer at night at all. That's the Pasha Pshat. Or, but the Tzlach said that can't be Pshat. So I'm holding on to the Tzlach's Kapotim. The Tzlach says it doesn't mean that, because the first four words are unanimous. So we had a level of the Rabbanon, at least, you would have to say it by night as well. I'm just going a step further. You have to say it on the level of the Raisa at night. So what I'm saying, Yimei Chayecha Omazah Klemaz Mashiach, they're saying, you, Ben Zoma, with Elazar ben Azariah, you are assuming that you need a ribui to teach you. You have to say vayomer. I'm even more machmen than you. I say shema without vayomer is inconceivable. Fundamentally, it's inconceivable because, as Reb Chaim explained, part of Kabbalah Samach Shemaim is mentioning zechiras yitzias mitzrayim. You have no choice but to mention it, and therefore you have to say vayomer at night or some other parash which has mitzrayim. That I agree. You have to say it at night, even without a pasuk, even with out a ribuy, because this is the very essence of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. That's the pshat I wanted to suggest. So we now understand why the Rif left it out. The Rosh left it out. They all left it out. Because they say pshat in the Mishnah over here, that Vayomer and Ongel Vayom, which means what? Tzitzis is not on, but Vayomer itself applies by day, as it's Tzlach said. Except instead of saying it's a din, the Rabbanan with details, then you get stuck in a Marova, quote this, no, say it's an actual din, Doraisa, you don't even need a pasuk. The Rambam writes as follows, in Hilchus Kriyashma, it says this, U mitzvah, you have from the back, and your Rambam, Ein Mishpat Amolek, it's Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, U mitzvah lahaski, yitzias mitzrayim, bayomu v'alayla shenemar, l'man tisko es yom tzeischa me'eretz mitzrayim, kol yemei chayecha. Wait a minute, I'm missing something. What should he say? Yemei chayecha hayomim. Kol yemei chayecha alayla. Didn't say that. Why not? We're supposed to figure it out on our own? The Torah says, no. You don't even need a ribu. Just tell you. You have to mention all the time. And that's how the Chazal knew that Yizchiris Yitzias Mitzrayim is an integral part of Krishma. There's no need for some kind of special ribu of kol. Sure, Ben Zoma holds it's not an integral part of Krishma. Bipshuta. We pass like the Chachamim. Oh, only one problem now. The question will be, is an after-meeting between Ben Zoma and the Chachamim? It's Tzlach's Kasha. The Rambam couldn't, usually always Machria, who's right in Pirush Mishnayis, but take a look, Rambam quotes the Mishnah over here. Rambam did quote the Mishnah. Take a look on the same page, 112. Same page. same page. Tzitzias Mitzrayim came to the parsha of Tzitzis. Tzitzis on the column one in the bottom of our edition, right? And it gives you a whole story. You shouldn't say it balayla, because it says Risimo Sobo, so Rishas Ria, right? So therefore, you shouldn't say it, right? And then he goes to Rabbi Lazar, that wasn't really 70, it was only 18. You imagine, Rabbi goes to a whole discussion. What blatantly missing from the Rambam? Every time there's a machloikas and pirishim, Mishnayis will be paskin this way. Always says. He paskin this way, he paskin that way. The Rambam always says how he paskin. For example, Meres, look up, Meres and Koronis Shema B'Shachos. The last two lines. V'alochi Rabbi Yeshua. Right? The first Mishnah. V'alochi Rabbi Gamliel. He always tells how he paskin. It's why don't you tell how he paskin? There's Omen HaChachamim. So if I'm right, the answer is because there's no real nafkamina. Because Chachamim don't say, you don't say Kriya Shema, you don't say Vayomer at night, which would require a psak, yes or no. They all be sure you say Vayomer at night. It's even more than Ben Zoma. Ben Zoma is only from a ribui, it's against Reb Chaim. We pass that the Chachamim, it's like Reb Chaim. It's obvious to say it at night, you don't even need a ribui. Sure, is it a potential difference. But since we pass like Bnei Marav anyway, even according to the Chachamim, you do say Vayomer at night, all Parsha. So you didn't feel the need to give up psak. This is my pshat in the Rambam. It's a chiddush nifla, based upon a pshat that we asked the kasha again to recapitulate. The whole Gemara and Yudalim and Beis seems to be against the Rav's Mahalach, based on a pshat, which that's an integral part of Shema. So what's the pilpul? You say it, you don't say it. So he went further than that. Ben Zoma seems to be against a pshat. Ben Zoma needs a ribu to tell you say it. So I quoted the Rambam himself in the Yad HaChazak. It doesn't say kol yumei. And the Pirush Mishnayis is not paskening, because they want to say like along the tzlach, but bigger than the tzlach. The tzlach said the first four words of the Mishnah, which is not found in the Agoda, is an indication that we paskin. Everyone agrees you have to say balelos, except it's Rabbanan, according to those who argue with Ben Zoma. And I'm saying no, it's a derais according to everybody. Ben Zoma requires a ribui. Chacham doesn't even require a ribui. It's an integral part of Kriya Shema.
So the Mishnah, there's no machlokas. It's just about where you dash.
No, it's a machlokas whether you're darshan or not. There may be machlokas the most of Mashiach, perhaps, because chachamim don't need kol. It's pushed to them, it's the raisa. They have the kol to include the most of Mashiach. So be enough to be most of Mashiach. So according to the pass like chachamim, so Reb Chaim's first teretz are up. Reb Chaim says we pass like Betzom against chachamim, it's only a temporary mitzvah. We're saying now, we don't need Reb Chaim's first teretz, we have Reb Chaim's second teretz, which would happen to destroy Reb Chaim's first teretz because he would only pass like chachamim. That's what I wanted to suggest. So I just want to end, only a few more minutes, with a shtickle that I say at my Seder every year, which is found in the Haggadah of the Maisa Nissen. You can say it at your table, it's a beautiful piece. In the Maisa Nissen, we ask the following question. We see in our whole sugya that the Iker Zman of Zechiris and Tzias Mitzrayim every day is by day. Either it's only by day, according to the Pashup Shat, or it's by Bidarais only by day, or the Iker is by day, it's a ribui. I'm except for Apshat and the Rambam, but it's certainly clear in the whole Sugya Sagamara that by day is the main thing. By night, something you don't need it at all, or it's a ribui deraraisa, ribui derabonon. Only Apshat holds a shavu b'shavu. But Apshat is a big chiddush, no one else says it's Pshat. They assume that Iker is by day. Frekt of Yaakov Elisa, it's a chdava tabua. Seder night, when do you fulfill the mitzvah Sibri Sias Mitzrayim? When? Can you do it by day? People ask me, can you do it by day? Shabbos day, Sunday day. It's hard to do at night. It's so late. The nursing home, it's tough to do. The answer is absolutely not. You have to fulfill Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim only by night. No shortcuts. And as a matter of fact, it ties into the sugya over here of Achilas HaPesach is only by night. That's a Gemara over here in Aftesim and Aleph. What the Gemara says in the first two wide lines, the blood of Azariah says, "Nemekam b'layla hazeh, nemel halam b'vati b'etzraim b'layla hazeh." Malan ad chatzos, avkan ad chatzos. Agav is a question over here. What do you mean ad chatzos? There was ad chatzos. What do you mean ad chatzos? That's another gevaldik kasha. So Avnei Nezer answered that the var is we really should be eating matzah ad chatzos. Korban Pesach ad chatzos. We can't do that. Why not? Because yesh l'tzamtzem, right? Bachatzi, kachatzi alayla. So it's mekuyim, it's miskayim et chatzos when the time pesach or time matzah is in our mouth. We obviously have to eat it, but the chatzos aspect is in your mouth. That's what Avner Ezer got said. You wait for have a late Seder. You cannot commit Afikoma before Chatzos. You're way behind. Chassidim, way behind. And what he said, eat your first Kazayis. Then at Chatzos pass. So you have the Tamat, the Mepicha, and Chatzos. And then follow the Seder. Finish at 3, 4 in the morning. And then, as I always quip, don't brush your teeth. So that way, when you wake up in the morning, in Leil Shimron, you won't have any cavities. So you have the Tamat, the Mepicha, and the Losa Shacha, whenever it'll be, you wake up. That's what he says. It's based on this Gemara. I'll call upon him, you see, Klar, that the Ika Mitzvah are only by night. You can't eat, do a carbon pencil by day, you can't have matzah by day. But Erev, it has to be Mamish by night. Mamish by night. So it's a strange thing. All year long, the Mitzvah is either only or primarily by day. And say the night, it's only by night. Halodava, which one is it?
There are two separate
mitzvahs. Oh. So it has to be with Ashir we gave at the Smicha school with you. With the Gemara and the Avdalim and Beis, Gemara says that there was a shtickle gula at night, but the gula ma'al yisa was only by day. What does it mean, gula ma'al yisa? When we left Mitzrayim, what was by night? The miracles of Mitzrayim, right? The miracles culminated in Makas Becharis Bachatzi Alayla. But we didn't really go out until the day. So what is it there for? What? So he gives the following mashal, which I'll update to the 21st century. This is the story. A couple finds a child on the steps of the shul, and they adopt the child. And they bring him up, and they take care of him, they do everything for him. He turns 20, and he leaves the house. They buy him the fanciest possible car as a memento. They have some money. What's the fanciest car today? Mike has told me Lamborghini. That's what we might say is a Lamborghini. That's always we say the Lamborghini. I don't know what it is. You've seen it? Okay. The Lamborghini. So good. So the guy goes, drives off to yeshiva, to college, to work, wherever he's going. And he calls and he says, you know, this Lamborghini is awesome. And he starts rattling off. Whoops, so it drives like a charm. Next day calls again, this Lamborghini is awesome. It was a cloudy day, the frost that was developed. The next day it was raining, next day it was snowing. Then he's talking about the GPS and the video in the back and then the steering and the tires. And then, you know, a car, you can go, all the extras, you can go every day with more and more. After about a week, the father says to him, Sonny boy, appreciate that you're calling us every day about the Lamborghini. But you know, aside from Lamborghini, we brought you up. You know, we took you off the steps of the shul. You know, we changed your diapers. We fed you. We paid the yeshiva tuition. We took you all over the place. We chauffeured you to soccer or whatever we did. And you only think about the Lamborghini. So he calls every day after that. Says, Dad, Mom, thank you for adopting me and taking care of me. It's a 1 minute phone call every day that many fathers would like to get. A 1 minute phone call every day. That's it. 12 months pass, and he gets the warranty notice. He brings it into the Lamborghini shop. It passes with flying colors. Calls up his parents. This Lamborghini after 12 months. Rattling off Allah Zaka there with the steering, with the tires. Everything's good as new. 24-month warranty. I don't know how long these warranties go. 5 years. I don't know. Every anniversary, the warranty is up. He gives him the whole set. That's the mashal. Here's the nimshal. We thank Hashem for two things. Well, we thank Hashem for adopting us. He adopted us, took care of all of our needs. That we have to do every single day. The Nisim, Bifrat, Sipuris, Yes, we try, Sipuris, Barichas. That's only on the anniversary. Oh. So the two goals. The adoption took place by day. So therefore, the short version of the Hashem, that's only by day. Or additionally by night, with a Rebuy, whatever this, whatever that. But the anniversary of the Nisim Guluyim, which culminated in Makas Becharis, that's only by night. There was no miracle at that day. They went out, but didn't break the Teva. So there are two different mitzvahs, two different time zones. Isn't that a beautiful idea? A beautiful mashal. My kids eat it up every year. They wait to hear it from me. And it's something we should add to your arsenal. I wish you all the chakosha v'samecha. And then in 2 weeks, we'll resume.